Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Yeah. Check it out now. And I know you can identify with this one. Yeah, yeah. Check it out.
Check it out, hit it, quit it just one night. Got the whiff of me, double back twice. I must have been out of my mind. No, and I don't wanna. I'm about to nerd up. Guess it's too late to turn back now. Can't apologize, cause that ain't my time. Raining wet up in my ears, talking round. I got what you came for.
You think I should blame on it?
Go on and hit it.
That's what it's made for.
We got protection.
That's what it's made for.
Boo, are you tripping now?
You know I got it. That's what it's made for.
So I can do you like this, baby. So I can take you like this, baby. Boo, you ain't nothing like this. Even Superman couldn't turn your love down. I slipped up, slipped in. Hey man, what the hell you doing? Raw dog is a never. I know better. Heard a whisper, don't worry, I'm safe. Didn't matter cause it's already too late. I was lost in the sauce, dead wrong. And I ain't stopping now. Falling in the bush again. Didn't think about what I was putting in it. Go on and hit it.
Number one.
my number one.
Think of her, think of me. Think about her since her intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider ride and chuck it the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he want to know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was
there,
I would any I would trust you when you say that you are where you be. Say, he
the yeah, type yeah, of man yeah. You're now tuned into GI Radio. It's Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. I got my whole co-host, GG. What's up?
Hey, what's good, man? It sounds like you was about to call me a hoe, man. Hey, say what you chat. What's going on?
I was
on?
About
what's
to
really
say my
on?
Whole co-host.
Oh,
man.
Man.
Long day.
Okay.
What's good, man?
What? Yo, everything is good, man. Blessings, man, to you guys up there, and Marlon, and all that, man. ATL is okay. You know, it's all about, you know, just staying aware, protecting the family, and just staying positive, man. That's what's going on my way, man. How you feeling, man? What's going on out there?
Everything good, man. Just staying out the way. That's it. Just staying out the way. You know, just shopping when I have to, going out when I have to.
Okay.
Trying to stay healthy. Actually, I started bike riding Monday. So I've been doing like,
you know,
8 to 12 miles and
saw that.
Coming back in the crib.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the footage. It
right.
Looked like you guys having a good time. Yeah, yeah, that's one of the best ways to definitely, get your cardio together and help with your respiratory, man. So that's big business, man. What's the temperature like, though?
Actually, they were saying it's supposed to snow later on or something. That's crazy because it was like 82 days ago, then it rained. Now they're saying something like late night, like flurries and stuff. Maryland weather like that,
wow.
Man, it's crazy. It's unpredictable.
Snow. That's some shit for you.
Yeah, we hope that don't come through. But let me just say this. The number is 516-387-1268, not 61. So
listen, brother, you don't have to tell them what the wrong number is, man. Just tell them what the right number is. You know, that's what it's all about. Getting the direct, correct information. But, yeah, I made all changes. I definitely put the correct number. I put the correct flyer up and all that stuff. So everybody who knows what it is, man, is tuned in and tuning in. So I'm looking forward to tonight, man. You know, this is uncharted waters once again for GG After Dark, man. Now, when I say uncharted waters, I'm just saying – I know about fetishes. I've talked about fetishes before, but actually kind of digging in and learning and discussing some of these joints, man, this is going to be some fun. So I look forward to it, man. I look forward to it. And I got a couple of people that said that they was going to chime in. And so, you know what? It should really, really be full throttle tonight, bro.
Let's get it going. Of course, you know, we had a couple people to throw us out some fetishes that we got in the inbox. How you want to do this? You want to start or you want me to start?
You know what?
We can discuss it and then we can go to the callers.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it that way, man. I'm gonna let you start, but I'm also going to make sure, man, that I take note who starts. So you start off tonight. Next Friday, it's on me, so forth, so on. That way, we won't have to flip a coin every Friday night, man. So I'm ready, bro. I'm ready, man. I've been ready.
Okay, so let me see. The first one we got on the list is sex in front of mirrors.
Dang.
Sex in front of mirrors.
Okay. Well, you know what,
that's a pretty easy one.
It's pretty mild, man. And, you know, I'm a big fan of sex in front of mirrors, man. I'm all about exchanging fuck faces. okay, I need to see what you're doing, how you biting that lip, or how your eyes rolling back in the back of your head, man, and you can see the different characteristics that I go through during the process. So, yeah, man, all for it, man. Now, as far as it being a fetish, I mean, I don't even know if it's a fetish. Like, that's almost like, you know, every time, like, we're in the bedroom, I'm picking her ass up and taking her into the bathroom or taking her, in, you know, right in front of the wall mirror and shit like that. So, I mean, I don't know if it's like a big fetish for me like that, but, you know, it's definitely a fan favorite, man. You know, it's definitely a fan favorite. What about you, man? How about that?
Let me ask you this. Does that help you more or kind of mess it up because you get too excited?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say that it helps. I would say that it helps, man. Like I said, you know, at this juncture in my life, man, I'm 44 years old, man. I know my body. I know what is a whole lot, and I know what's just enough and things like that. But so the mirror and looking and exchanging those faces, nah, that definitely helps, man. That definitely helps.
Yeah, I think that was pretty light. I think that's, you know, if you've got a mirror in your room, I mean, which everybody does, so I'm pretty sure some people got them on their bed. I'm pretty sure that's like an everyday thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would say that's pretty, I think that would be everybody would be cool with that as far as, like, if that's a fetish, you know?
Yeah,
we got somebody chiming in already.
Hey, man, we got to go for
you
it.
Want to get
them
on? All right, let's go. All right, 9055, you on. GI Radio.
Oh, Lord, what's up?
What's going on?
Am I supposed to answer that question? Is that a fetish?
Yeah.
Sound familiar. I can't say that it's a fetish. I sound familiar. it's not a fetish, but it's one of those things that it makes you either move more or get into it more because you're looking at each other and you're looking at the body parts moving and grinding and rolling and all that good stuff. So, you know, it helps. But
okay.
I wouldn't say
now,
it's
do
fetish.
You look at yourself? Do you are you looking at yourself in the mirror too? Are you looking at your own facial expressions?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to make sure I still look
clue.
Cute. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder who it motivates more, the man or the woman?
Well, it depends what position you're in.
Okay, we'll give us top two positions.
So if I'm doggy style, you know, I'm looking at the mirror, I'm looking at my face, I can look behind me and see his face, so, you know, it kind of makes the energy more powerful.
That's a good point.
Did that make you work harder?
That's a good point.
Probably so, just to make sure I got my, you know, I'm making my booty bounce back. You know, so, yeah, I think it helps a lot in that area.
Back shots. That's what it's about, man. Back shot power.
And you know, me and y'all get into it more when you're looking at yourself. You're like, yeah, am I making her make this face? Am I making her make this noise?
That's a fact.
So, you know.
That's a fact. So, G.I. Tone, let me ask you while I got her on, and she can ask answer as well. Have you ever hit the Dougie, hitting back shots, man? You ever hit the Dougie?
Hit the Dougie.
Like that's real.
No.
Caller, you know what I'm
never,
talking about.
Never.
The Dougie, right? With his hand behind his head, right?
Oh, yeah. Men do that.
Okay. This makes
they
put,
yeah,
put
their hands
behind
their
head.
And
head, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of
not
I'm
the actual dance.
Yeah. I know these. Okay. Dougie Fry.
You're talking about the kids,
you.
Dougie, man. That's the kids move, man. I'm talking about the grown man.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely show off a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
You definitely show off, especially if you you know, you winning. You gonna show off.
Exactly.
It can change in a matter of strokes too, though. So, you know, I definitely feel you on it. So, Carlos, so before you go, what would you consider your biggest fetish? Because obviously, mirror sex in the mirror is, I would consider that maybe more of a kink or just a preference. Can you give us an actual fetish that you've experienced?
Actual fetish.
Like, you know, like,
I more so just have like positions that I like. I don't really know if I have like a fetish type thing, but it's more so about positions, because women can make their muscles do certain things in certain positions. So,
what muscles are you?
Sometimes I like to be in control.
Muscles?
Are
you talking about
biceps, like,
triceps, quads?
The vagina muscles, the coochie muscle. You can make it tighter. You can make it grip. You know.
Okay. You talking about that catcher's mitt situation, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I mean, it's certain positions I like to be in because I know I can control it.
Okay. Hey.
I guess maybe one of my fetishes might be a little bit of choking. That's probably a fetish, I guess.
There we go. Choking. Okay. Do you choke your guy back? Do you choke your man back?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Men like that.
Okay. Well, you know, as far as
sometimes you can catch them off guard. If they ain't never did it before, you catch them off guard. And be like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, I like that.
I dig that. What you got, G.I. Tone? What were you going to say, man?
Oh, no, I was saying, I know it was one. I know everybody got at least one. Maybe you just don't know that it's your fetish, but everybody got one.
That's fact.
You got more.
So what's yours?
Mine?
Yeah, yours, you.
I got a bunch of them. But, one is definitely choking. Both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Double choke.
You think that heightens the aggression? It heightens your stamina.
You gotta do it. You just gotta pick the right time, though. You gotta pick the
right
time.
Yeah, it has to be in that moment. Right.
Yeah, fact.
It has to be in that moment.
Well, Carl, we appreciate you jumping on here.
No, Gigi.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not doing that. No, we're not doing that.
Well, you know, we definitely have
right.
to
keep the
answer
the question. Don't try to slide off.
I would say that
exactly.
one of my fetishes would be, let's see, let's go with ash worship. I'm an ass worshiper. You know what I mean? So sometimes I just spend some time just dealing with the ass, you know, and not the asshole. Okay, I'm talking about the booty cheeks. So you know, I'll start kissing, and you know, I'll work down past the chest to navel, and then I turn that thing around, man. I spend time with that ass, man, gripping, you know what I mean, spanking, spending some quality time with the ass. Okay, that's where I'm at with mine. So I would say that is
okay.
That's definitely a fetish. It was a fetish to where, you know, one of my partners was like, "Bruh, you giving the ass too much attention." So I'm like, "Well, damn, I didn't even know that, you know, that was a problem." But apparently, you know, just too much ass time. So that's how I knew that it was a fetish, because of the amount of time that I invested. So there you go. All right.
Cool. We definitely appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. DJ, all right, it's on you.
Yeah. A good sport too, man. She was a good sport. Went into detail. For those tuning in, again, this is Freaky Friday. GEI Radio, GTI After Dark, myself, Ace Boone, G-E-I, Tone. And we're talking about fetishes
already
tonight. And don't forget the number, 516-387-1268. 516-387-1268. All right, so
One more thing. If you're online, just type something in the chat. Like if you want to ask a question, you can type in the chat. I'm on the chat right now too, so we have a chat room too for the people that's logged in online. So that's it. Let's go.
Sweet. So we got them online. We got them on the radio, on the phone. Man, we rocking, man. All right, let's see what I got in the tank, man. Let's see what I got in the tank. You know what? This is a common one, but I'm definitely going to just go ahead and talk about it, man. A hand fetish, like, you know, the hands, man, like the nails, the fingers, fingertips, you know, just damn near infatuated, you know, with your woman's hands. How do you feel about that, Song? Does hands make a difference, man? Do you care what the fuck?
I mean, well, you don't want
like?
No crazy hand. You don't want no crazy hand, but for me, nah, it's not a big deal. As long as they're not crazy, but it's not nothing that would get me. You know,
what does crazy hands look like, man? Are you talking about, I mean, fingernails, messed up cuticles?
No,
what you mean?
Yeah, like, you know, like, just, I've seen some bad hands on females.
Bad hands, man. Now, that may
bad
be a
bad hands, yeah, like
bad hands,
bad nails. Just, like, I guess they smoke a lot and they got burnt down. I don't know.
Okay.
Like, nah.
Now that's the maintenance of them. So you're not concerned about long fingers or, you know, the ring finger, the same length as the middle finger. None of that kind of freaks you out a little bit?
Nah, I'm not. Nah, I'm good. You said the what finger? Hold on.
Thinking about it, aren't you? Now you're thinking about it. The ring finger as long as the middle finger. You know that that's,
oh,
no,
that's little stuff.
Okay. All right, so you're not tripping.
I'm good
on
that.
Okay.
No, I'm not good on
okay.
that. I'm good on
that. That was a mild one. I would say for me, man, hands, yeah, I'm not saying that it's a fetish, but I do pay attention to hands. And here's the thing about it is I don't care about the stiletto nails, the French tips, American tips. I don't care about China tips. None of that stuff really makes a difference to me. But I do have something about a well manicured hand of a woman. It's a big deal to me, man. It's big. Like, you know, I guess just like some ladies don't like bite their nails and bite their cuticles and say, you know, we got ET fingers and shit like that. So, like I said, I don't really care about the acrylics, the gels and shit like that. But if they are nice and manicured, it could be clear nail polish, man. It could be no nail polish, but nice and manicured hands. That is really, really sexy to me, man. And it's a big deal. It's definitely a big deal for me.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, my
everybody got
confession, their brother.
Everybody got their thing. All right. Let's go to the next thing. I'm going to jump right in. It's a touching strangers in crowded places. Call dropped. Gigi, you with me?
What you got for me?
Okay. I was going to say, it looked like your call had dropped. It said touching a stranger in a crowded place. yeah, that's kind of creepy. People got their thing, man. That's something that I probably won't ever do in life. But you know, people got their weird fetishes, you know. What you think about that?
Believe it or not, I actually can relate a little bit, man. Let me explain. Let me explain.
Oh, wow.
What I mean. So you said touching a stranger in a crowded place. Okay, and this is gonna be creepy. Creepy alert. Creeper alert. So for me, if I'm in a place that, whether it be a lounge, a restaurant, or anything like that, and I see a very attractive woman, and she has curves, listen, this is what I pay attention to. So if I'm walking by her or she's walking by me, and you know how, like, if she's trying to scooch in front of you, I pay attention if the woman is scooching her ass towards me or her chest towards me. I know this is weird, but I pay attention to that. And so my thing is, if her ass is towards me and it's almost like she's trying to make contact with her ass as she scooches by, I know it's creepy, man, but I'm like, oh, man, she did that on purpose. She did it on purpose, man. She wanted her ass cheek to make contact with my belt line. And so if she scooches past me, facing me, and then her chest made contact, then I feel like it's very, very intentional, because it's like, look, you're looking in my eyes, I'm looking in your eyes, I'm watching your chest touch my chest, and we just made a connection, man. Creeper alert. But
if she grazes you, you feel like she wants you to touch her.
If she grazes me, I feel like it's very intentional, because you can be very, very intentional of not making any contact. Like, even if you're about to hurt yourself off balance, not to make contact with a motherfucker, I get that. But if you don't mind, especially rubbing the chest, man, look, I might get a stiffy. If that chest is sore,
I would like for a woman to hit one.
Chime
and,
in on that one, right?
Yeah, you know, if you pass, if we passing, oh, and there's a crowd. I mean, you know, there's a little space for you to get around without, you know, touching me. But you come and graze me a little bit. Is that the okay for me to, you know, touch? I would like to know.
You know, it's never okay. But listen, though, I do want somebody to press one, jump on here and talk about that, because I feel like it's very, very intentional. Like I said, I've had women that damn near would do a back handspring not to make contact with me for whatever reason. And then I've had women, women to just, I'm like, damn, that was a rough ass graze. Like, what you feeling for?
Yeah.
What's good? So I would love for somebody to chime in on that. Y'all don't be scared. Just hit the one, and then let's get to it.
For me,
we can definitely address
for
that.
For me, I think it would be the eye contact with it. Like, if there's no eye contact with it, then it would be a mistake in my mind, even if it's not. But, like, if it's eye contact with it, like, he's looking at me, and you grazing me at the same time, it's like, oh, okay, I'm following you. You know, I'm like, okay, now I'm following you.
Right, right.
But again, I would like to hear a woman's opinion on that, because they know better than we do. But it's on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anytime they want to try to make a press one.
Yeah, definitely. Press one if you want to chime in. Okay, GEI Tone. So let's go ahead and rock out with this one, man. And we actually kind of addressed this maybe last week or the week before, but the fetish of having sex where people can see you, I guess that's voyeur. A fetish of knowing that people can, like, can see you having sex. So let's do it this way. So say that every time you have sex in your bedroom, that you know, your curtains are back, your blinds are open, and hell, maybe your glass sliding door or your windows down. Like, you know, does that do anything for you, like, on a consistent basis to where motherfuckers, like, hey, look, they go toning this lady at it again, you know what I mean? You know, so they basically set their alarms for 9:30 that they know that they can see the tone and wife show at that particular time. So how do you feel about, you know, people, you know, being able to be seen while you're having sex with your partner?
Like, it depends. Like, if it's just something random, then it don't matter who see. But, like, if it's something like you're saying, I would be freaked out if it's a dude or something. Like, women, I wouldn't mind any time. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I would kind of be freaked out, like, if my neighbor is a guy and he can see my, you know, like, his window is right there and he know at 9 o'clock, boom, like, that would freak me out. Like, but a woman, like, anything, hey, that's, I'm with it all day. You know, whenever.
The brother can't watch, man. The brothers can't watch.
Nah. I couldn't know that a man watch, like, you know what I'm saying? That'd be crazy. Like, if it's, like I said, if it's like something where we coming from dinner and we just creep off into an alley or something like that, then it's like, it don't matter.
Right.
Like, we tripping. But, like, home, like a man just sitting there looking like, nah, I can't do that. Not me.
We need a lady to chime in ASAP, man. Somebody
chiming in right
somebody,
now. We got a caller right now.
Okay.
We got a caller.
Okay.
2748 GI Radio, you on?
Hey. Y'all got me rolling.
Hello.
Tonight. Like, wow. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
can hear you.
Loud and clear. How you doing?
Okay. I'm good. I just wanted to call in to chime in about your last scenario with the booty grazing. It is not okay for y'all to be grabbing up on us. Like, it's levels to this.
Okay,
you can grab,
okay,
like, an arm, you know. You can kind of catch my elbow or something. But don't, just because I graze up on it just to get your attention, that does not mean I want you just to take a whole chunk of my booty.
Okay.
Like, it's levels
okay
to it.
Okay. Okay, and you know what, though? I think that's the direction that we was going, because now that was Tone. Tone was like, hey, do I get the green light to grab? My thing is, I'm not grabbing anything. Matter of fact, it's on you. Whatever moves are being made, look, my hands are up behind my back. I'm not making any contact. However, I think one of the points I wanted to ask is that something that women do? Do you ladies intentionally graze, and does it make a difference if you graze from the front or if you graze from the back? Is there a difference?
Yeah, I mean, and first of all, my question is, why do I have to, like, why is it up to me? I've already set up the assist. Like, you know, it's you guys are next move. Like, what you mean?
Oh,
but,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it makes a difference because, like, from the back, I think most women are mainly, like, feeling for something. Versus from the front, we're trying to get contact with you. Like, yeah, you see me and I see you.
Wow.
So let's just see each other over there so I can slide you my number and go on about my business. So it definitely makes a difference.
Wow.
I want to clear up something real quick because Gigi just flipped on me. I was the one that said that if she grazes me and we make eye contact, I'm going to follow her, not touch her. I'm going to follow her. Gigi,
oh, okay.
You're the one that said you was going to touch. Okay, then we got that straight.
I might poke it out a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Like, look, I want you to know that I see you and now I feel you. What's good? So maybe so. But of course, it's always gonna be as discreet and inconspicuous as possible, because At the same time, it may not be nothing. It may just be we in close quarters. So that's why I'm not going to assume that that means something, because if we in close quarters, and, you know, she's like, excuse me, pardon me, you know, I'm like, hey, yeah, no problem. Now, that's the thing. I'm not going to assume and be like, hey, did you mean to put your ass on my dick? I mean, is that what we do? We ask to print? This Kinko's, we ask to print. So, you know,
that's why I said
the
eye contact got to come with it. The eye contact.
It does,
like,
yeah.
If there's no eye contact, then that means it was a mistake. To me, I felt like it was a mistake. If she just, like, grazes you and keep it moving and don't turn around, no look, then it's like, that was a mistake. Don't wait, don't, you know. But if she, like, looking at you, and it's like, all right, what you going to do? Like, I'm telling you to come there. You know what I mean? That's how I'm
right.
looking at it.
It's all in the look back. Like, if we do it on purpose, we're always going to look back and give you a little smile or a wink or something to let you know that, you know.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm jotting notes once again, you know. This is Freaky Friday University, man. We're gonna have to change the whole platform. Freaky Friday University.
I think
okay, now
we
gotta answer
the next question. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, you got it.
Oh no, I was just gonna ask, like, yeah. The next question you were mentioning was about, like, sex outside. So is it
mm-hmm.
limits to, like, where you can and can't have sex outside? Like,
well,
no,
that would be up to you. Do you feel like there's a limit, though? Are you like, hey, you know, we're in the dressing room, or, you know, we are over here in the parking lot and it's dark, or we're in the park or something like that? Is there a certain scene that you're like, look, nah, let's not even do it like this? Or are you, you know, you going with the flow? How do you rock out?
I'm more of a go with the flow type, but I've noticed that, like, my guy in the past has been very nervous in certain situations.
Okay. Well, you know, just as a black man in America, we just nervous, period.
That's true.
Real talk, you know, so we're always like, hey, you know, we have to protect the situation. So we always want to control the situation. It's one thing if it's, you know, we have a good chance of people might mistake what we're doing. You know, say, for instance, we're on the beach. You know, you're on the beach, you got the cover or whatever, or you're on the, you know, on the chair with the umbrella kind of nestled up. Meanwhile, you know, ain't no drawers up under there. So that's different than, you know, in a restaurant, you know, trying to play it off. Like you bending down to get something up under the table and, you know, there's some action going on. So we're always just trying to protect the whole situation altogether. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when you feel a certain way, it almost doesn't matter. It almost doesn't matter.
I think if she down, you got to just go. If she down, you got to go, no matter where it's at. It don't matter where it's at. If she down, you have to go. If you the man, like, if she say, meet me in the ladies' room, meet me in the dressing room, like, you have to go. You can't be like, oh, we're going to get, no, you got to go. You have to go. To me, that's my opinion. What you think, GG?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, you know, because typically we'll just say crazy stuff. You know what I mean? But if she says something, then that means she's already contemplated it. And she's already assessed the scene, and she's I want to make this happen right now. Let's do it. And we may miss that window, and I don't want that to happen, okay? Because, you know, you never know if you get the opportunity again. So I'm all for it.
That's good. I hope a lot of fellows are listening tonight.
Well, you know what? Even if they're not listening tonight, we definitely will have the link available for everybody to share. And so we want to make sure that these brothers understand, man. You gotta, if your lady's willing to take a chance, man, you know you gotta make sure that you make that happen. And
you gotta get locked up together. You know what I mean? You gotta catch that charge together.
Right. We've already risk management.
Fact.
Before we let you get
off
the phone, you gotta tell us. You have to tell us if one of your fetishes.
Mm. Well, my fetish for a guy is I love to lick that little, I don't know what that area is, but like kind of outlines the groin area. I know some guys that are really fit, it bulges out more. Like it's like a little crease right there. I don't know. I don't even know where it is, but it's kind of like in between like his leg and his groin almost. It's a muscle that pops out. And, you know, I don't know. I just love licking that area before I, you know, start there. But for me, I love to have the back of my kneecap licked. Like, that's the instant winner.
Wow.
Like, instant. So.
Back of the kneecap.
And I tatted, the back of my kneecap. I tatted all of my spots. So, but that one was a little too painful to tat, but it's the instant spot.
Instant gratification.
Okay, my wife said that that spot that you're talking about is called the triangle.
Oh.
That's what it's called. The triangle, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
With a little bit of whipped cream there is just, I don't know. That's my fetish.
Cool.
Dessert.
Cool.
Yep.
Back of the knee. Yeah, the knees will get you.
Oh, every time. Like, I don't even care if I'm
that's
not in
dope.
The mood. That would change my mind quick.
That's dope. You've been a good sport.
Are you writing that down, Gigi?
Yeah. Listen, okay, man. Every episode that we do, man, I have my notebook out. Listen, once we're really into this thing, maybe 5-6 episodes, you know, I'm gonna be ready to put all of this knowledge into action once quarantine is up. You know,
well, make sure you put that down in bold.
I got it.
Bold.
I got it. Yeah, you've been
back
a great sport, so we appreciate you hopping on.
Definitely.
Thank you so
definitely.
Much, and y'all
thanks
have
a good
one.
Thanks
for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Back to that.
Okay. Now, listen, though. Okay, so I got excited about that because that's not the first time I've heard that. Yeah, that's not the first time I heard that, man. The back of the knee, something about that area. And the best way to get to it is her on her back. And you push her legs, you know, in. You push her legs in, and you put her leg on your shoulder and get to the back of that knee that way, man. I've been there. I've done that, man. It does something for some of them, man. It does something for some. Now, don't get me wrong. I had to get instructions. I didn't know. You know, when she said the back of the knee, I'm like, okay. So what do you? How do we do this? You know, and so she assumed a position, man, and you know, I followed instructions, man, and it was a win. It was a goal. It was a score, baby. What's happening? So that was cool, man.
I mean,
that was cool.
I feel like every man should make him kiss every part of his woman, so he should know what's to go.
Yeah, exploration.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exploration.
I definitely should know.
All right.
Oh, did you say that? I think you said that last one.
I believe so.
Let me see.
Yeah. I sure did. The
okay.
Voyeur experience.
What are we going to do? I'm trying to pick a good one.
Yeah, there's a few that we haven't touched yet that we know will make a pretty big impact. I wanted to save those as
okay.
we got in.
I'm going to say those. Definitely. We're going to say, what is it, BDSM.
Okay. Just everything that comes with that, because, you know, that's an acronym for four things. Which, you know,
yeah,
you break them down.
Bondage, everything that come with it.
Okay, so that's a good one. I remember, you know, kind of addressing of me not having a whole lot of experience in bondage, whether it be myself or my partner. I don't think that that's something that, you know, she would definitely have to convince me to, you know, put some cuffs on me or tie my hands together or something like that. She would really have to convince me that it is a very good incentive for that to happen, you know. So I would say not so much on the bondage. She can, you know, she can, you know, we can get her wherever she wants. If she wants both, if she wants her legs tied to her wrists, or, you know, her ankles tied to her hands or something like that, we can do that. You know, we can put the cuffs on her, or we can have, you know, whatever it is behind her back. I'll do that. You know, I just think that that's something that, you know, some women just love that submission and to be in, you know, certain positions to just take it.
I wonder what is more pleasure? Is a woman tied up getting oral, or a woman tied up getting sex?
Either penetration versus oral?
Yeah, but they, you know, handcuffed, tied up, whatever. I wonder which one would be
right.
Prefer.
Ladies, we're gonna need you on this one again. Do you know what I mean? We're gonna need you on this because, you know, let's just say that you cuffed, right? Let's just say you cuffed to the bed, your hands cuffed to the bed, the headboard, your feet cuffed to the footboard, and you know which one's more pleasurable? You know, your man going down, putting in that lick work, or you know putting on the dick work. I mean, which one's gonna drive you crazy? Because I think ultimately they want to be drove crazy, right? It's kind of like so much pleasure, and they're not in control, but their man is in control. Like, I don't know what goes through y'all's head with this stuff, but I'm very eager and interested to find out with that. That whole BDSM, man, we might have to do just something separate off of that, man, because you got bondage, you got dominatrix. I've never experienced dominatrix. I'd love to see my lady or whoever I'm dating in one of those dominatrix outfits. And let me ask you, though, if she's in that dominatrix outfit, you know the mask comes with that. So I just don't be thinking that the ass and titties or got the leather. That whole mask with the eyes popping out and maybe the hair coming out. Are you ready for that, Tom? Can you handle that?
Yeah, for her, that's cool. I'm not wearing it, but, you know, whatever she want to do, that's cool. I'm cool with it.
So the mask,
I'm with it too. You talking about me wearing it?
No, her. Yeah,
you talking about her
mask
wearing
on, man. Look.
Oh, yeah. If you want, whatever, mask, no mask, I don't care. I'm just not putting it on. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. I'm with it with her, though. You know what I'm saying? She want to put it on, the little joint that come with it, the chain and all that. Yeah. That's right.
Hey. Yeah, so you gonna take the whip shots to the body too?
Now, I ain't say that. No, I ain't say all that. Like, I don't know about that part. But you know, just to have her, you know, accessories when she come in. But I don't know about the whip part. We didn't took enough whipping.
Oh man, but that's part of the dominatrix, man. The woman is in control.
I mean,
she can whip it
on the ground, you know, pop her trash and. Whipping on the ground, but not.
Oh,
me.
Okay. So she can just pop the whip.
Yeah, pop it.
Oh,
like, come
okay.
In.
Pop the whip. But,
you know what I'm saying? But don't hit me with it, though.
Okay.
I don't know. That
okay,
might change
so,
the
so...
whole mood.
look, man. Once again, you know, you got to understand what a black man where his head is at, where his mental space is, and his mental health. Because, you know, this goes back centuries when you start talking about
this. And then they're not trained to use that. They've been to pop in your eye, your face. You know what I mean? It'd be a whole situation in the bedroom. A whole second time to turn into war.
Right.
No, let's
save
that. Just wear the outfit. with an outfit, or we could go to classes and maybe she could, you know, somebody could teach her how to, you know, use the whip and stuff like that. But just off the break that's coming in there with it, oh, no, it's not going to happen. Hold on, we got a caller. 6849, you on GI Radio.
Hey, what's up, family? This is Jay. Good.
What's going on, Jay?
Yo, what's good? Is this my guy, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, thanks for jumping on, man.
I had to put my two cents in when Gigi talked about that domination stuff and black men and how we remember, you know, our times in this country, you know. So the women that I dealt with who wanted to do that shit, I was like, nah, son, we ain't doing that shit. Ain't no time up here going on. That's a flashback to slavery times. I'm not doing that shit, you know. But, I mean, I was, you know, kind of fucked around with some handcuff shit, but none of that whipping dominatrix, let's see some blood shit. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah. It's just a little too brutal.
That shit, man. I'm telling you.
Well, so
I mean, again,
go ahead, Tom. Go ahead. Yeah.
I would say again, I love the look of it. Like, it's super sexy. The black all in one with the, you know, it's sexy, but just smacking me and all that. Like, I don't know about that part. Like, that part, I don't know.
Oh yeah, it looks good. It is sexy. But I'm not into that, you know, because some sisters are into some stuff with like with the whips with a little bit of thing on the ends with to draw a little blood, you know, or they into some beating shit, some clubbing shit, choke them, throw them against the wall shit, like some serious, you know. And I'm like, that's just my preference. I mean, if this is a hardcore into that shit, and you're not into that shit with them, they ain't fucking with you. It's like, it's some serious stuff. And I'm like, all right, I think
it can be. You know, that's interesting you say that. Yeah, that's interesting you say that, because if you have a woman that has experienced kink or BDSM, they're probably into it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're going to be the beginner. You're going to be the guinea pig as far as the whole experience, because, you know, number one, think about it. She might have, you know, had the flogger on her. She might have had the damn gag ball in the mouth. And so while you're experimenting, you may not even be giving her what she wants, because she knows what it takes. So she may be trying to, you know, turn your ass out. You got to be careful about that.
One thing that I have grown into is the slightly choking part. Like, I was really kind of afraid to do that because I'm a little strong with my hands, but I realized how much it turned them on. So I have experience with that in my later years, and I'm, you know, I could deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. What about being choked back, man? Have you experienced? Is that usually
I'm not with that choke back shit. Nah, not on me.
Tone, I gotta admit, man, I'm a late bloomer when it comes to choking as well, man. And the thing about it is, you know, I work out, I train, so in my mind, I'm like, hey, you know that my choke is not gonna be the traditional choke. I don't know,
right?
But they're so into the moment that really they're already in a zone. So I'm thinking that I got them in the iron claw, and she's like, harder, choke me harder. And I'm like,
word.
You almost want to die tonight, huh?
That is so scary.
To die.
That's so scary. Like, when you really
The more you do it, the more you're going to know, like, how strong you have to be. You know what I mean? Like, in the beginning, of course, all men, like, we just straight to the choking the wind out of her. But it's a little bit more subtle than that. You know what I'm saying? You choking her, but you're not killing her. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So you definitely got to learn your spots. Yeah, you'll know the spots. Like, you don't know where to put your hands exactly. You know what I mean? And When they say harder, you're not cutting a win. It's just pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is definitely. Well, listen, first of all, brother, you got the same woman the whole time. We talking about different women. Not easy. Every woman is different.
I wasn't always married.
Like,
I mean,
so you've been choking everybody?
Always married.
So you've been choking everybody?
Listen, this is the thing. This is the thing. And I was going to ask this question, too, like in the beginning. I should have asked this question in the beginning because I was going to say if you're used to something, like if you're used to something and you get into a new relationship and that's not that, does that take away from that relationship?
If you don't have those experiences in that relationship?
Yep. So, like, you're used to, like, say, okay, let's say for instance, choking, like, that's your thing, like, you're just into it, but you meet somebody else and they just not into it. Does that bother? Would that mess up that part of the relationship? Is what I'm saying, the sexual part.
Jay, I'll let you answer that, man. Since we got you on, bro, we're gonna utilize your ass. How you feel about that?
Well, I mean, everybody.
Hey, that's...
Everybody has different, you know, fetishes and stuff. Like for me, I love oral sex. I love really going down on a woman. And I like eating the ass at the same time too. Now some chicks are not down with that, you know.
Yeah.
So you know you have to work around that, or it depends upon the relationship you have with the girl, whether it's some serious stuff or it's some casual stuff. Now if it's serious, then you're gonna work on her with that. You know what I'm saying? To get you
this is what I like. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it all depends upon and what really turns you on, because I mean, oral turns me on, like. That's just what it is. So the girl's got to be with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, listen, all sex, really, when you have sexual relations, it's about communication. It's really talking to the person that you're with, finding what they do and they don't like, what you do and you don't like, and making it work. Sometimes it doesn't work.
For sure.
Sometimes it does. You know, but it's all about communication, you know?
That's good. And why you're talking about that, let's back up. You eating the pussy in the ass. Now there's a lot of chicks
right.
that are on here just like, oh man, can we get Jay's information? No, you cannot. You can tune in next week and then hopefully Jay will be on here again. Tune in next week and maybe we'll have Jay on here again. Now, but let me ask you this. Now, has a woman ever stopped you from eating the ass? Like, hey, you know, she's kind of like, oh. Nah,
yes,
brother.
Yes.
Or was it after the fact? So she stopped you in mid action.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Stop me. It happened to me twice in my life. Yeah. I don't particularly like that. You know, that's what she said. Now, of course, there weren't seconds. There wasn't a second meeting. You know. That's
right.
<just me.
laughs> She, right. She disqualified herself, huh?
It's funny, but you know what?
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some things in the bedroom is things that turn you on to perform well. So if you don't get, if you're not, you know what I mean? If somebody takes that away, it's like, that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? It might be
Word.
Good to somebody else, but like, that's my thing. So I'm not going to be able to fully get into it. Like I would if I was able to do that. So,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I would say for me, man, that probably I might have had the opposite experience. You know, I might have been going down. I'm not particularly, you know what, I'm not even going to get that away yet. Y'all have to keep tuning in. But I will say that I've had someone ask me, you know, hey, would you do that or go ahead and do that? And then I paused. I'm like, look, nah, I'm not doing that. You know, first of all, I know what we have for dinner tonight. All right? so second.
You
know what I mean?
Much, man.
Well, I do, man. But listen, that's my process. I know.
Just putting it out there, it's all about hygiene, too, at the same time also. Of course. We take a shower together. We clean up. That's before we do all that. There's no
for
me.
Sure.
I don't do random shit. You know what I'm saying? Everything is prepared, and it's definitely there's a process to it. You know, so I'm out here randomly doing this shit. It's like, yo, let's go take a shower because I want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Now, not every girl you
right.
do it too.
Yeah, that's a fact. I do need that shower to happen, though. That is important.
Absolutely.
Man. I would say that I don't know if this makes sense, but that's a fetish. My fetish is take your ass and take a shower before you slide
yes.
in my bed. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
Just regardless of what happened. Because I understand that, you know, with women, things that happen internally, they be TTing, you know, on their pads throughout the day and stuff, and they be holding their piss. So sometimes, you know, they got this extra stuff going on, and, you know, they've been wearing thongs all day, and that's between the coochie cheeks and stuff. And just, you know, they got a lot of stuff going on.
Yep.
So let's
– yep.
And it may not be fair, but at the same time, I'm going to wash my ball. I'm going to make sure that the sack is definitely
absolutely.
Fresh.
Absolutely.
So, you know, this is definitely a teamwork type of thing. Now, if you're my lady – I have done spontaneous stuff. You know, I walk in from, you know, the day, and then we go right at it. I'm not going to lie, that happens. You know, at the same time, if I know that I've had a long-ass day, and then, you know, them drawers, I've been sweating in the drawers. I forgot my drawers at the gym, so I had to put either I ain't got no drawers on now in my gray sweats, or I put the same drawers on and turn them inside out. I'm not going to let you go down there, okay? Because it ain't going to be right. It ain't going to be right. I'm not going to put the salty wood in your mouth like that. I'm going to look out for you. You know what I'm saying? Catch me in the shower. Catch me fresh out of the shower. We can get it in. You're not going to be texting me. You're not going to be texting me talking about you got a UTI. I don't want the UTI text, man. That wasn't me. Oh man.
Go ahead, guys.
Colin, I know we well over 10, man, but I think we have a lot of fun. But how you want to do this thing?
We got we could do one more question. Jay, we appreciate you calling in, man. We're gonna knock out this last
question,
man. We're gonna get all
right, bro. Be good.
Definitely
great,
appreciate
great
you
show,
calling
man.
You too, bro.
Great
all right.
show. Take care.
We got
Thanks,
we got another caller. We got another caller, GG. 2484 GI Radio, you on?
Well, hello there.
Hello. Well, hi. I have a question. Hopefully it hasn't been answered yet or asked or
okay.
answered. So what do you consider a weird fetish?
Mama. That is a great question. Well, I guess what do we consider a weird request? Mm-hmm. Or someone that has a fetish. I'll go first. I kind of have two of them, and one is not so uncommon. I would say that the toe sucking fetish. I'm not into sucking toes. I'm sorry. I know there's some disappointed women on here. You know what I mean? But I don't stick your toes in my mouth, okay? Because I have. Psychologically in my head that whatever's under your toenails will be swallowed. And that's kind of where I look at it. Like I don't want to deal with whatever's been going on under your toenails.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you had a fresh pedicure, you know what I mean? With the rocks, what they call it, with the hot rocks and all, it doesn't matter. Whatever's up under there, can't be reached, and that's what I feel like is now in my digestive system. So I would say that toes is no toes for this bro, no toes for this.
So you're a beast
no
star.
Toes. What was that?
I said you would be scarred from that.
Well, I wouldn't even go through it. So maybe she will be scarred because I might bite her toe if she tried to stick it in my mouth. So I wouldn't be the one that's traumatized. That would be on her for risking it all. And then I would say, lastly, is there was one young lady that wanted me to pinch or pull on her ears while penetrating. She wanted me to pull, and it was crazy because it was like the left ear. You know what I'm saying? Because I pulled on the right ear. She's like, no, the other ear. So, oh, shit, okay. And so that was really
Gigi,
weird.
You got to do that,
Gigi. Last... Man, I'm sorry,
you
man.
Do that.
Was,
did you do it?
Bit... I did it. Yeah, I did it. You know,
okay.
It was explosive, and I was completely turned off.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's too bad. I know. Yeah, I got voted off that island. I definitely got voted off that island. So
I'm pretty much cool with everything except for the like the whip part. Like I don't know, that's weird to me. Like getting beat,
you
I don't really
that
understand that part. Yeah, because I've actually
man.
Watched that, and it's brutal. Like it's man, that's I mean you know it, that's weird to me.
You
can
just
know,
you can just feel those welts and just tan that skin up.
Yeah, that's brutal. But I'm cool. Everything else is, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay,
so
well, let me ask both. Yeah, well, let me ask her. All right, so here's something, and I think this was on the list. I'm not sure, but let me explain what it is. So, caller, you know how you ladies – get juiced down there, and what is that stickiness in the cooch to where you know you reach down there and you kind of pinch it and then you expand your fingers and there's a string that juice right there. Do you know what I'm talking about? That string.
I do know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, okay, so that to me is nasty. I don't know what that is exactly because it's not, you know, it's not cum. You didn't cum, but it's that moisture down there, and it's real spider webbish. How do you feel about that? Like, would you go down there, grab a spider web, and then put it in your man's mouth and think that that's sexy? Do you feed spider webs to your guy?
No, I know what you're talking about, but I mean, I don't have that, but I would not just go and just be touching myself and then putting my fingers in my man's mouth. I don't do that.
Okay. Okay.
At all.
Okay. Okay. Tone, you understand what I'm talking about, man? Don't feed me spider webs, man. I don't want that.
Oh my God!
Don't feed me your cooch juice. I know that's crazy, but that is a big deal for some women. Man, are you good with that?
So you saying like if we in the bed and she playing with herself and put her fingers in my mouth, would I be cool with that?
Yeah, yeah. You good with that? You
yeah.
like that?
I'm good with it. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
What's the difference in me just going down there and eating it? The same thing.
Well, her fingers are involved,
right?
One, and you know, I'm up under the nails again. Again, I'm up under the nails.
Oh,
so,
Gigi.
I know, man. Just pray for me, y'all. Don't hate on me. Pray for me. Pray on me. Pray with me.
You think too much. You're thinking about it too much.
I just rather sit on
the
face.
I'm looking at it. Oh,
what's
okay.
that?
I'd just rather sit on his face instead of doing all that.
See, same thing. I feel
okay.
like if she do that, that means that's the step one to step two. Step one is her goo-goo-goo, putting them in your mouth like, oh, okay, you want me to taste it?
Yeah.
That's how I look
well,
at it.
Yeah, I guess that's a taste test, man. I guess that's a taste test to let you know what you're in for. But, you know, it's like to me, man, it's like sea moss, though. You know, how you going to give me sea moss?
This guy right here is crazy.
I don't want Seamoth.
But
okay, all right.
Before we let her get off the phone, we need to know what is one of your fetishes.
Wow.
I like the mirror.
She took a deep breath. Like she got 30 of them.
She did. She exhaled, man. That was a full fledged exhale.
Like how many you want?
Yeah, I like the mirror. There's one I haven't done. Is
whoa, ever?
The voyeurism. But I don't
okay.
want to look out a window and see people staring. Like it could be in a hotel and the
okay.
curtains are wide open. And if they're in the hotel across the street or they happen to have some binoculars, then okay. But I don't want
okay.
to just look out and just see somebody staring, you know, standing there like Jason right there at your window. I don't need it.
Man. Right. Or Mr. Rogers even. You know that gif where Mr. Rogers is looking through the window? That shit is scary, man. Okay. I definitely get that. So are you saying even to the point where it's not really, you're not really doing it for the show, but you don't mind if people catch it? Catch
right.
the action.
Yeah.
Okay. Now back to the mirror though. Ooh. Now what were you saying about the mirror? Which
I
one?
Like to,
okay,
I
so
like
you do like the mirror.
Yeah, me and my guy, I like to be in the mirror watching.
Dope.
Is it more of
dope.
You watching
but
you or you watching him?
I'm watching both of us.
Okay.
How I'm throwing it, how he's
yeah.
throwing it.
Now, have you ever watched a guy giving you back shots doing the Dougie, though, with hands behind his head? Have you ever witnessed that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you and his Dougie.
It's real, man. It's real.
It is.
You and his Dougie.
I'm going to try it as soon as I get out of quarantine, man. That's my first maneuver. That's my first maneuver. That's dope.
Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much.
You got one more for
appreciate you.
You got another question, Bill?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that she did answer. Can you give us one of the weirdest fetishes that you ran into? In other words, one that a guy requested and either you did or didn't do. He was like, kind of like, what the hell? But you either did it or you was like, what the hell? Nah, I'm good.
Well, okay, so this was more of a common fetish. It was a foot fetish. So the guy claimed that he does pedicures. So I went over. Yeah, I went over and he did a pedicure. But I don't want to say this. So he was banging my feet and came on my feet.
Come on with it. Now, how does that work? But between the toes or between both of your feet? His words
well,
were between
me to,
both of your feet.
Both of my feet. He wanted me to spread my toes. So he liked that. Yeah. I was like, what in the world is going on here?
But you rolled with it though, right?
I did, and that was the last time.
but how was the experience like? Did he have a good size wood to where you know you can
yeah.
both rub your feet up and down like you know actually have the full stroke?
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I'm not mad at him, Tom. Like I've never done that before, but I can kind of see.
Gigi, I'm telling you,
I can get it.
You just have to. Now, you might not get a second chance, but you can get what you want. Now, like I said, you might not get a second chance to do it, but you can get what you want.
Risk
you
it
just
all.
Have to do it. Risk it all, man. You got to take that shot. He took his shot. You're never going to get a second chance, but at least he can say, I did it.
Right. And little does he know that she's talking about it now, however long it was ago. a couple of weeks, a couple of days. I mean, you know, now we're on a GEI radio talking about the feature.
Talking about it. See, so he a legend.
Wow. Hey, you've been a great sport. We appreciate you jumping on here. Have you tuned into this show before? Is this your first visit?
No, it's not.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for your support. Change to rock out with us. We appreciate it. And feel free, anytime that you're on, just because you guys have been on before doesn't mean we're not going to take your call. Matter of fact, Tom, I don't even think that we know who's going to be on the call, right? It's anonymous,
nah,
right?
It's just numbers. Yeah, it's just numbers, so we don't know who's on.
Yeah, so feel free.
Anytime
thank
you want
so
to press one, press one.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you for calling in.
Have a good night.
Right. You too.
You too.
Man, that is... This has been
she sounds dangerous. She sounds dangerous.
Wow,
she
man. That sounds pretty cool, though, man. I mean, he pulled it off. He pulled it off, man. And I don't care what she says or what she don't say. I don't care what she says or what she don't say. She enjoyed it even for a minute because think about it. Just that experience made him bust. I mean, so he busts like on her toenails. So that's kind of cool, right?
He probably was talking trash to him, but then probably
man,
in the
on,
middle,
man.
Probably at the end of it, she probably was like, ugh.
Yeah, it had to be kind of nasty, but at the same time, I mean, who gets nutted on their toes, in their forefoot, in their ankle? So maybe that part is a little off, but the experience, because I'm not going to lie, man, I've, you know, scrolled through porn, and sometimes I'll look at fetishes and see what the hell people are doing. You know, something we didn't talk about, some people like getting tickled, you know, with the feather and shit like that. But back to the foot fetish part, I've seen.
I think we got another
women,
caller, DJ.
Like, some women are good. Oh, all right, hey, man, that's on you, bro. I'm here.
I don't think we got this call on. I might be mistaken. 2748. GI Radio, you on?
Oh, no. No, I hit one by accident. I'm sorry. I was listening to y'all. I'm sorry.
My. Well, you're here now, Sugar. So listen, you're here. You took a risk, and now you're here. So thank you for your support. But now that you're here, we got to ask you, do you have a personal fetish that you like to happen to you or that you like to do with your guy or your partner?
Well, no, I had talked to y'all earlier. I was the one with the licking my knee.
Oh, your ass.
Time and knee, so. Yeah, my bad.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to move my phone. So sorry about that.
Well, we know about y'all.
All right.
So, all right.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, you too.
Oh, man.
I was like, no, I answer mine.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to look at the direction that we've been going.
That's crazy, man. I never did that. I never did the foot thing. Wow. Let me write
that
down.
Listen, man, like I said, I've seen it before. There's some women.
We got another call,
GG.
We got another call. We got another caller. 0053. GI Radio, you on?
Hi.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello. My ex used to have a foot fetish. Really bad.
Oh. Okay.
Really
bad. Well, talk to us about it. I mean, what do you mean? Like, it needs to happen several times a day. He would get belligerent if it didn't happen. Like, what do you mean by really bad? How serious was it?
I always had to wear orange toenail polish. Mm. That was my... a high school sweetheart, and he just said one time at high school I had orange toes. So once we got grown and hooked back up, like the whole time we was together, I always had to wear orange toenail polish. And he'll take my toes and blood from my feet. Like orange.
Wow.
Nice.
What did you do to him in high school?
You might as well tell it. He wanted that old thing back, that's for sure. So there was something. The brother wanted that old thing back.
I used to have to wear a stripper stiletto heels and he'll bust on my feet. Like the girl said, he'll take it out to bust on my, literally to bust on my feet.
Wow.
Did that
turn you on?
It didn't turn me on, not really. I mean, but it didn't turn me off. Like, it didn't. I'm more like, if it don't hurt and it's what floats your boat, I'm cool with it. It don't matter. Like, whatever.
Okay.
So.
Did you pick up a skill set with both your feet? You know how some people can like pick up keys and pick up pennies and coins with their feet. So did
I
you
learned a lot
did you
from their relationship? Uh-huh. He was a big ass freak.
He had you like an orangutan about the feet, didn't he? He had you picking up keys.
He was a
calling,
big freak. Period. Like
at school.
Yeah, he was a big freak. Period. A Gemini.
Okay, wow. definitely know about some Geminis. They like to explore.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait a minute,
don't
you a Gemini, Tony? Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
See, that explains.
Are you a Gemini? Yeah. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he got all this information to give out.
So funny.
That's why he constantly has this information to give out, man. So, you know, hey, I'm here to learn. And I'm a Libra, so, you know, I'm all about balance.
Oh, you a Libra? I'm a Libra,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Well, see
that?
You know, they say that Geminis and Libras have one of the most explosive connections because the Geminis obviously have the twins and then the Libras believe in balance. So it don't matter which Gemini twin, we can handle them. So that's why he wanted you. That Libra gives balance, man. Yeah. Balance, man. Everybody who's been with a Libra still wants him to this day. Everybody.
Testify, brother. All my exes want me back.
Come on, man. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. This is all facts.
We the best. Libras are the best.
Now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real quick before we get off. What's one of your fetishes?
I like to have candle wax put on me.
Come on now.
Okay.
That
Come
feel
on.
Awesome.
Come on.
It's like the little thing, and then there's like this 1 second. It's like, oh shit, you know.
Run us through that experience. I mean, how does that work? You get the candle, you light it. You wait till you gotta come out with hot wax. I mean, how does that go?
Yeah, you just just wait, just light it during you know maybe an hour before or something like that. I mean, I haven't had it done because it's not like something you like. Oh yeah, by the way, pour some wax on me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Not everybody. Not everybody's ready for that. Not everybody's ready to do that.
Yeah, you gotta be with the right person. And that's true what he said about what's the what?
With the wax is poured. I mean, is it not poured somewhere? Is it poured specifically somewhere? Your ass.
I know. I like it on my boobs. I like it on my boobs. Yeah.
Are you taking notes, JJ?
Yeah.
Hey man,
that's
listen,
a good
I got a
thing,
notepad, brother.
That's a good thing. It's like a little sting, but like a good sting. Like, you know, when you get your ass smacked, it's like a little, you know, a little choke.
Okay. Burns at first, but then your body adjusts. So is
it's
that
like just like a little
sting.
Like a little
sting. Now, on the nips
you
or
never
no?
had candle wax poured on you?
No. No, sir.
You should try it.
At least not on purpose. Like
you can't let it get too high. It was an accident, actually. That's how it happened. It was an accident.
Okay. and
it was actually
said,
an accident.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it
then,
felt
and,
good.
And then,
I was like, oh, shit, that felt good. Do it again.
Okay. And I can see that, you know what I'm saying? my lights, you know, the lights went out or the electricity might have went out or something like that. So we lighting the candle. We moving the candle from the kitchen to the living room or the bedroom. And then that pool of wet wax kind of tips over and hits you, right? Then you're like, ah, shit, oh, okay.
Yep.
So
that's
I get that. Bam. I completely understand. That's dope.
Yep. It feels
that's
really
dope. Well, you've been an awesome support. We appreciate you jumping on here.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for calling.
Well, damn, bro, you just got the extendo, man. You just got the extendo. I guess the callers was coming in. We got a lot of questions asked and some answers. I have a whole notepad this evening. And you know, whoever's gonna get this work, man, they in for it. Whoever's gonna get this work.
You got feet. You got candles. You got tying up. You got. Behind the knee, remember that, behind the knee.
That's right, man, behind the knee, definitely.
Somebody said something else earlier, too. I forgot which one it was. I remember the knee thing, and I like the knee, too, so I remember that.
Yeah.
It was something else, too, somebody said. Oh, the mirror.
Yeah.
The mirror.
Yeah, the mirror.
Isn't that great? And
great content, great material.
Don't forget, Jay, you got to, you know, do the backside, too.
No. I'm going to leave that. I'm going to let you and Jay have that.
So you never did it.
I'm going to let you and Jay from State Farm have that.
we're going to talk about that next week.
We can definitely talk about it, man. But I'm gonna let y'all have that, and
exactly.
You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of ladies that don't necessarily like that. So you know, I just they ain't told me, or if they told me, you know, I went mute on their ass. You know, I zoned out. Hey, man, you say something I don't like, man, I just zone out on your ass, man. You have to double back later on.
Hey,
great show.
Listen,
man.
Yes, definitely. We 35 minutes over, which is awesome. Like, I'm cool. I love the content, love the conversation. Appreciate everybody that called in. A lot more people chimed in this week, which is cool, man. It's a lot more callers. I think people are getting comfortable with us. I think people are getting comfortable with the conversations and stuff. So that's awesome. Gigi, let everybody know where they can find you at.
All right. And again, great show. Appreciate everybody for chiming in and listening. Super dope. Tone, you're definitely rocking. You can find me on a few different platforms, guys. You can find me on Facebook, Malloy Rob, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob on Facebook. It is a public page. Check out the posts, check out the content, live videos, things like that. And also on IG, you can find me GG After Dark, G-I-G-I After Dark. So come check me out. And as always, website is ggafterdark.com. You can see me there. Appreciate it, Tone, man. We had fun, bro. Bro, what's this GEI radio? Not another call,
I'm
bro.
Sorry. I forgot. I had somebody in the chat that sent me something. I'm gonna read it because I don't want our listeners to be left out. She says she has a fetish for cuffs, bondage, and restraint. Anything along those lines, including blindfold.
Wow. You know what? We didn't go there with the blindfold. I think there's a lot of callers on here that straight dig in the blindfold. Almost, you know, you can kind of couple that with other activities. You know what I mean? Just throw the blindfold on, and then you just kind of go from there. You know what's scary about the blindfold real quick, though? When do you put the blindfold on? Do you have the blindfold then enter into the bedroom, or do you are you in the bedroom first and like, hey baby, I'm gonna blindfold you? Because once you do that, man, you don't know what the hell. You don't know what the hell. What if it's another person doing stuff to you?
Whoever putting it on, they determine where they gonna put it on you at. I mean, long as that other person is another lady, I'm cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, can never have too many of those in the room, but yeah, long as another lady, I'm cool. If it's anything else, then it's going to be a war. So, that's just me.
That is a damn fact, man. So if it is another woman, at what point would you want to know? What if it's after the experience? What if you're like, look, you know, such and such actually gave you fellatio. That wasn't me.
That'd be.
Or would you?
That would be dope.
Well, how would you feel about that?
It would be dope.
You a freak, dude.
It would be dope. Like to not know. Even like to not know, period. Like to never see her. Like when I take when the blindfold, whatever. When the blindfold is off. It's just me and my wife in the room, but I knew that it was more hands. Like, that would be all. That would be
right.
Dope. To me, that'd be dope.
Kind of fly. Nah, that's fly.
That's right? Because it'll keep you guessing. Like, you'll be like, who, what she look like? Like, what? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I think that'd be dope.
Especially if you're feeling and you know that those features aren't your ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? This is a little bit different than my people. I think that's pretty dope, man. That would be cool. Damn.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, man, that was special, man. Whoever was on that chat, they sparked something, man. I'd like to explore that another time about adding folks into the experience. We're gonna have to deal with that at some point, man. That's just a whole part of the Freaky Friday University.
Definitely. Let me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI_Tone, Facebook Tone Mitchell, and again we're here every Friday 9 p.m. It's supposed to be 9 to 10, but you know when the conversation good, we just gonna keep going. Again, we appreciate everybody for calling in, all the ladies that chimed in. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to New York representing. He came through for the fellas because the ladies call in all the time. The fellas never call in. So that was cool hearing from one of the fellas. So, again, man, GG, man, we rocking, man.
Wow, man, we building.
Everybody,
we building. Yeah, we building.
Everybody enjoy their weekend. I'm pretty sure everybody going to be checking out that Kabadu and tomorrow. Have a blessed weekend, man. Peace.
Indeed. Peace.